French, la côte de pointe.
La côte de pointe.
French.
French. French. You don't want. You don't want the
what's
French.
The côte.
The côte de pointe. The French. That's how you call a spread.
Uh-huh. How does that translate?
Côte de pointe. That's uh-huh. the last piece, like what you said, it's put uh-huh. on the.
On the bed.
Like when you fix your bed, you. This is the last piece you're gonna put on the bed. Your spread, huh?
Mm-hmm. You call it the côte.
The côte de pointe.
What does pointe mean?
No, that's what I don't know. Côte de pointe. That's the name for the spread. Uh-huh. You know.
Oh, it doesn't have it. The no, words
no,
don't
no,
mean.
No. That's the French name for the spread. Côte uh-huh. de pointe.
Hmm.
For our language in mm-hmm. French.
What about what you put your head on?
A pillow.
Okay. Did you ever see anything about twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
halfway the bed.
Or
cross with the bed, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How far across?
Well, all the way across, you know, to the head of the bed.
Uh-huh.
And then you put your pillows on top of the bolster, and some people just use it to fix their bed. They don't use the pillow.
You put the pillows on top of the bolster?
Some people sleep with it, but I've never used bolsters, period, myself.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, it goes plumb across the bed or clean across the bed?
The head part of the bed, yes, it goes through all the way.
Uh-huh.
Across the bed, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, if you had a lot of company over and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children on the floor, mm-hmm. you might make
put a pad on the floor, a mattress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called a pallet or a shakedown?
Pallet or no. They use a pallet on the floor, yes.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that name before. Uh-huh. But the shakedown, I've never heard it.
Yeah. And you could say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Okay, or another name for that. The soil is very
formed.
Or very
fertilized.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of land do you have on a farm?
What different?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's different parts, huh? Some of it is fertilized enough and some of it is not. Because
mm-hmm.
most farmers now have their land test, you know, they
mm-hmm.
they does that, Errol.
Some of what
yeah.
test it to,
they
know what kind of fertilizer you
use. That you should use, they test your land if you want to. You can
mm-hmm.
take some, you can take the dirt yourself and have it now they know just what type of fertilizer your
soil
need.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of soil do people have on the farm?
Mm-hmm. Well,
mm-hmm. maybe Rob could explain that better than me.
No, I
explain
that.
Because
some of it is the land is more yellow, you know, it's kind of
mm-hmm.
sandy.
More sandy.
More sandy. And some of it is really poor, and some is.
Now you notice if a land where it's, because we have some here that we farm, where it's not rich, the soil is not rich,
mm-hmm.
it's got a plenty of little rocks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Rocks is like little irons. It's not shell, it's like little iron rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it need fertilized to it
mm-hmm.
make it, to make the soil be richer.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a kind of soil called loam or loam?
Mm-hmm.
What about buckshot or gumbo?
No.
What about the kind of land that is flat, you know, and it's along a river, maybe, and it's real rich because it's overflowed in the spring?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard.